Alaska is one of more than 30 states to receive a No Child Left Behind waiver. It now works with its own accountability system, which measures schools with the ASPE index. That's based on student performance in reading, math, and writing tests. It also considers how much a school improves year to year, along with attendance and graduation rates. Education officials highlight the fact that improvement accounts for 40% of the score. Susan McCauley is the Department of Education Director for Teaching and Learning Support.
When I talked with teachers around the state recently, what they say is this makes sense. And they feel that, again, the growth that they get for students is recognized in terms of helping students to improve, not that they have to get students over a certain bar in order for that to be recognized at all.
Dillingham City School District Superintendent Bill McLeod highlights the district's recent gains.
We've had a strong commitment to moving 10% of our non-proficient kids annually to proficiency and not losing anybody. And had we not been accomplishing that 4 years running, we would not be a 3- or 4-star school district. We'd be in need of improvement. Now, not that we can't improve. We know we can. Are we satisfied with being a 3- or 4-star? Heck no, I want to be a 5-star district, and that's what we're going to work for.
The elementary school scored 82.6 out of 100, the middle school and high school 65.9, and the correspondence school a 4-star 92.3. McLeod says the district's school improvement plan and strategic plan have made efforts to reach students in the critical early years.
We started like you build a house. You start with the foundation. We started with our primary K-1-2 because the first assessment level is in the third grade. We started, you know, about 5 years previous to our effort, our third grade benchmark, we're right around 50% for reading, writing, and mathematics. I haven't looked at this year's results, but last year's results were around 85% proficient in reading, 75% proficient in writing, and around 82% proficient in mathematics. And that's what we call our bubble of success, because we've tracked that all the way up through our grades, and we are reaching 70% proficiencies in most of our grades now up through the sixth grade.
There are still major gaps in students' performance in higher grades. Only 45% of high school students were measured as proficient in math, while 59% were proficient in reading. Graduation rates account for 20% of the school score. Dillingham's graduation rate for the past 5 years is reported at 69%. Last year's was under 50%, but the incoming juniors would be close to 90%. McLeod says students are now reaping the benefits of an aggressive dropout prevention program.
A year and a half ago, we took a real in-depth look at what was happening with these graduation rates, and we put in a pretty aggressive dropout prevention plan. And so what we do is very closely monitor the kids in 4 high-risk factors.
That includes things like discipline and conduct, attendance, and academic achievement.
We do a whole bunch of layered interventions depending on what's going on with the student. It could be as simple as just immediately contacting parents, expressing a concern, and getting things cranked up there. We have peer tutoring referral over to SAFE. We have Saturday Success School for kids that need a 3-hour additional help. We added a 7th period credit recovery class, and we've added a summer school program for credit recovery. And so a combination of all those efforts and additional staff have really seen some positive impact on it.
The state's new accountability program sets a base goal for all schools in Alaska to reduce non-proficient students by half over the next 6 years. The state has published data for every school. Across the Bristol Bay region, Chignik Lagoon was one of only 52 schools in the state to receive a 5-star rating with a score of 94. The Southwest Region District's average score was 62.5. That includes 3 1-star schools, Togiak, Twin Hills, and Equauk. The Naknek schools had an average of 81.1 with 3 stars, and the Lake and Peninsula schools averaged 81.2. A link to the state's new ASPE scores is posted at kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.